Good morning. Let's turn to Psalms 86. Psalm 86, and we'll just read verse 17. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Let's pray. Father, we praise you, we worship you, and we thank you for everything that you have blessed us with, God, with all our provisions and our lives and our jobs. And we pray, God, that as we come to acknowledge you this morning, may you speak into our hearts, Lord, and may you say what you want to say, Father. Tell us what you want to say to us, and may we hear, God, your message this morning. We thank you. We pray these things in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Okay. One of the things I've been praying for this year is that I would see God and his power, his miracles, his presence show up, manifest, and I just want to see things happen. And one of the verses that I was reading recently really captured this kind of, I guess, principle that I'm trying to implement or live my life by. And it's in Micah 3:10, where God says, "Test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows." And when he says, "Test me now in this," that really caught my attention. Now, I know this passage is talking more about tithing, but I feel like "test me now in this," this phrase, is really what God is saying a lot of the times in the scriptures, where he goes, "Test me now in this. I've promised you this. I've said I will do this." And all he's asking for is just, you know, for us to have faith in him, right? To have faith in the promises. He's asked Abraham to have faith in the promises he's given him, and Jacob. And even now, for us, is for us to have faith in Jesus, right? And that's what I've been trying to do this year, praying and seeking and, like, God, you know, pour out your blessing. Pour out the blessings of heaven until they overflow. And not just material blessing, but, you know, whether it's transformation in my life or transformation in other people's lives, or even for my students in college group, is that they continue to grow and mature spiritually. And regardless of whether they say, "Oh, Pastor Andrew, I want to serve," or "I want to lead Bible study," or that they, even if they were to come to me and say, like, "Oh, I've been reading one chapter a day in the Bible," I'm like, yes, that's progress. They're awesome kids, don't get me wrong. But the key verse for me in today's passage, the one that really caught my attention, is, "Show me a sign for good." And this really spoke to me because, you know, yeah, show me a sign for good. Show me. I want to see a sign. I want to see your blessing. I want to see your purpose is moving tangibly, visibly appear before me, where I can say, yeah, this is God, and point to whatever is happening, say, this is the Lord. And he's been doing that in my life quite often. Even though, you know, if we were to, it would be, I think if you were to look at it objectively, from a non-believer's standpoint, it would be like, there's really nothing going on. But to look deeper, there really is the work, or God, it really is working in my life. And now, a lot of times, don't we have prayers like that where we ask God, you know, "Show me a sign for good," where, "God, I show me that you exist. You know, my life sucks one way or another. So come and you know, assure me, prove yourself," right? Or, you know, maybe our prayers aren't as drastic as, "Oh, my life sucks," because to be honest, our life is pretty good. But there is still that desire for assurance, where we want God to show up, where we want him, where we want to know that he is real. And, you know, we know that he's real, and we'll never outright say it, maybe in desperate times where we cry out to him. But no, we just really want to be reassured and like, yeah, you know, give me that proof, right? Give me that thing that shows that my faith is real, that my faith is not unfounded. But as I was reading this, I think God was speaking to me and he's saying, Andrew, you know, read through the rest of what David is saying. Because even though David is asking God to show him a sign, the sign really isn't for David himself. He already knows that God is faithful and just. And you see this at the very end of the verse where he goes, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. So God has already shown his faithfulness and his goodness to David. And David recognizes this and he acknowledges it. And he, even through the remain, or the, because verse 17 is the last bit of Psalm 86. So you read through the entirety of Psalm 86, he recognizes throughout the entire psalm that God is good and God is faithful and God is just and God will hear his prayer. And so he already has this assurance. So I think the heart of David here is really for God's justice to happen, for God's sign to be shown to others. And like I said, it's the sign isn't for him, but it's actually for those who are persecuting him, right? That those who hate me may see it and be ashamed. He's hoping that the sign, that those who are persecuting him, those who hate him, will see the sign of God, the sign of God's blessing over him, God's favor over him, that they'll see it and that they will feel ashamed of the treatment of David, that they'll be, simply put, feel bad for how they've talked about David, how they have, I don't know, tried to kill David. But what's interesting that even though David says that they are bad men, you know, you read in verse 14, he calls them arrogant men and a band of violent men, that he recognizes that these men are evil. Even in this recognition, he doesn't curse them. He doesn't ask God to pour fire and brimstone down on the people that have persecuted him. And that's why I say he really, this is where we can see David's heart for God's justice. See, it's not David's justice that he wants. It's not his vindication, but he's saying to God, Lord, I give them over to you, right? Even though I want to, no, maybe I'm reading it into here and maybe I'm just kind of extrapolating, but maybe David is saying, even though these men are chasing after me and they want to kill me and I might want to pay them back with a sword, even though I might want to do the exact same thing to them, Lord, this bless me so that they will see and be ashamed, right? And as I meditated on this, I really felt like, you know, I mean, we all know that David is a man after God's own heart. And this is one example because he wants these men that are chasing after him to see God, right? Not so that they be like, oh my gosh, God is going to kill me, but that they will feel ashamed and this shame will actually turn them to repentance. In verse 15, David writes, but you, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. And this is, he's highlighting God's characteristic. And what does verse 15 sound like about God? It sounds a lot like salvation, doesn't it? See, mercy and grace, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and in truth, right? So what I feel like David is saying is he's in asking for God's blessing, even though it's shown through him, it really isn't for him. See, it does fall in him, but it's a sign for others to show that, you know, David is favored by God. And through through them seeing this, that, like David says, they'll be ashamed and turn to God and be like, oh man, you know, I feel so badly for my treatment of this man of God. And what David, he wants his adversaries to, you know, repent and find that same forgiveness that he's been given, to understand God as he understands God, that he is merciful and gracious and slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness. See, it's awesome that we get to see God moving in our lives, but I think the question, at least God was asking me, is where is our mind focused on? And you know how I was saying in the beginning, one of my prayers this year is to see God move. And very clearly, as I was praying through this, he was really telling me, you know, or speaking to me through, as I was praying through it, that, you know, this really isn't for me. And I found myself praying more and more that, Lord, show your blessing, you know, show your power, and not just for me, right? It's awesome for me to see, but may it not be directed at me. I mean, it'd be great if it happened to me, but I just want to see him move, right? I just want to see his people being transformed and even people, you know, becoming believers, people being blessed. Like, I just want to be a witness to it. Not because I want it for selfish reasons, but because I want to be a witness. I want people to see and to see the power of God and to be changed. I want them to see and repent, right? I want them to see God's loving kindness and understand that there is salvation, that there is so much grace. And, you know, is God's blessing more for us, or is it, you know, is God's blessing on it? Is it more for us, or is it so that the glory of God may be revealed to others? And I was reminded of this quite kind of like a smack upside the head last Friday, because I kind of got a little selfish. So there was a Supernatural Encounter conference this past weekend, led by this apostle out of Miami, and they're super charismatic. And so I got tickets to go, and so I brought my students. So I wanted to show them, like, hey, you know, there's a lot more of Christian life than what we see inside the church. And so we go and check it out. And prior to going, I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, you know, this completely fits in with what I really want to see God do in my life, or how this fits in with what I've been praying lately. You know, I want to see God move, and what a better place to see God move than at a Supernatural Encounter. And these people have like incredible testimonies of healings. And so before going, I was like, yeah, this is perfect. I get to see God move, and I get to see his glory being shown and all these incredible things happen. And, you know, while I wouldn't mind his blessing on me and for him to heal my ear, it really doesn't matter. Because, you know, even if he heals me, I could point back to him and say, hey, yay, God healed me, right? And, you know, tell people, like, yeah, God loves me. I've been praying about this for a while, and he's, you know, he healed me. He's so real. He's so caring. But it really doesn't matter. I just really want to see God move. But as I got there, I found myself, you know, being more and more focused on myself. I'm like, God, where's my healing? Because they talked about miracles, right? And go, are you ready for your miracle? I'm like, yeah, where's my miracle, right? And the attention just all of a sudden turned back onto myself. Like, I want God's blessing for me. It really doesn't matter about anyone else. Yeah, it's great that they're getting healed and this and that, but where's my miracle? And I really had to repent, I guess, after I didn't receive my healing. I remember going up to now, there's a few people from SP there. I went up to a brother, and he's like, so, did you get healed? I'm like, yeah, no, same old. And in that moment, I felt this thing in my heart. I'm like, what? God, why? This is what you're supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to heal me at these events and encounters like this. And I had to stop and really repent. I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, this is exactly, I think this is one of the reasons why you brought me here. It's not to heal me, but it's to remind me that, again, the blessing, you know, whether it's for me, whether he does something to me, or whether he does something for someone else, it's really to point the glory back to him. And really, so many people were healed. I wasn't there on Saturday, but I heard like crazy stories about what happened Saturday. And, you know, I had to repent and go back to this verse and remember that God has already helped me and he has already comforted me in so many ways, in spite of my affliction, in spite of my hearing. Actually, when I first started losing or encountered this hearing loss, I was like, it threw me in for a loop, and I went down this really dark path, to be honest, in some ways. And I remember as I was going through this, as I was dealing with this hearing loss, I felt myself feeling the same things that I did when I first left the church many, many years ago. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I felt the exact same things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go down that path. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time praying and working through things with God. And, you know, I was reminded, yeah, he brought me back again from the brink. And yeah, so I think the message that I think God wants to speak to us today is, you know, when we ask for blessings and we ask for signs of his goodness, you know, is it ultimately for us, or are we pointing it back to God? Do we want these things manifest in our life so that we can tell people, see, this is how God is moving and God is real? Or do we just take these blessings for ourselves? So as we worship, be reminded that God has given us so much assurance that he is for us. You know, one last challenge that God was speaking to me as I was preparing is, can we say to God, or can we truly say to God and pray to him that, you know, whatever affliction it is, you know, do this affliction in me, or I can bear with this affliction. Whatever it is, I can bear with these things in my life because it shows your glory even more than if you were to heal me, than if you were to solve my issues. Can we say that to God? Can we tell him, yes, Lord, I am here to be your servant. Now, I will gladly bear this affliction because in this affliction, you are shown, your glory is proclaimed even greater than if you were to heal me. And for me, that was like, all right, yes, Lord, you know, this is what I want to see happen this year. You know, not for me, but for everyone in this church, everyone in this city. And so, yeah, as we worship, let's reflect on that. You know, do we ask for signs and wonders because we need assurance that God is for us, or because we just want his glory to be shown throughout the earth, that we want to glorify God? Thank you. Father, we thank you for your goodness, God, and your constant reminders and assurance that you are for us, God, and that you have been so good to us and you have blessed us in so many ways, God. Lord, thank you for the reminder that our lives are used to glorify you, Lord. That our lives are to bring you glory, that we submit our lives for your purposes, God. And so, God, we ask for signs and wonders and blessing and favor, not so that we can benefit, God, but that we can use it to point to you, Lord, that others will see, Lord, that others will see and come to, that their eyes will be opened, that Holy Spirit will move in the lives of people who don't believe, God, and see who you are, God, and feel ashamed, as how David would put it, and turn to you, that they will repent and that they'll seek your forgiveness, God. Lord, may we use our lives to point to you, Father. May our prayers ask you for blessing and glory and favor so that others will see, God, that ultimately, Lord, that people will be turned to you, Father. So we thank you, God. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do for us. Let's turn to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for those in our community that has cancer or that have cancer and are undergoing chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Pray for those in our community that are sick and yet have to receive salvation in Christ. So that those who are suffering from various infirmities. pray for those who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for God to open doors and just for the right opportunities to come along. Turning to our mission focus, let's pray for SPSG, Peace, I'm Kim. Let's pray for SPIN, led by Peace Alma. Let's also pray for Indonesia. There was a suicide bombing this past Sunday at a church in Surabaya. So let's pray for that nation. And just for God's covering and peace over everybody in that country, regardless of whether they're Christian or Muslim. Let's also pray for SPNY, Church in New York. Pray for Education Ministry, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and the college students. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministries, IP, the well, and the river. Pray for our Thursday outreaches, SP Lights, and Homie Outreach. Let's pray for Alpha. Let's pray for protection of the entire program that they're running. Let's pray for the availability of guests and for Holy Spirit to move powerfully through the sessions. Pray for tonight's house churches, East Bay, Olympic, and Robin Hood. Last but not least, let's pray for our upcoming events that we have at SB, a parenting seminar in June, and our annual retreat at the end of June, beginning of July. Pray. God, we thank you for your word this morning, and we thank you for the reminder of that you operate for your glory, God. And in the process, God, we receive incredible blessings, Lord, but ultimately everything is for your glory, Lord. So may we keep that in our minds, God, that everything we do is for your glory, that everything we do, we point back to you, God. We thank you, Father. We pray these things in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.